And we are joined right now. We have the honor of being joined by former Speaker of the House, Mr. Newt Gingrich. Speaker, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Great to be with you again, as always. Always fun to be with WMAL.
Well, we're glad we have you. And also, we're going to find out from you a little bit later about your new book, Understanding Trump, because I pretty much think that that's something no one does right now. So
well,
it's going to be interesting how you do it. Wanted to start off by talking to you about some of the tweets that the president put out about urging Congress to not give up on health care, urging the Republicans to keep on working on health care. Do you agree with that, or do Republicans need to move on to the budget or infrastructure, something they can get a win on?
Well, first of all, there are 435 House members and 100 senators, so they can work on more than one thing. We have no choice except to find solutions to the many problems that Obamacare has created. That may have to be a bipartisan effort. We may have to find ways to do one piece at a time, but that should move forward. I don't think we should back off on the fact that there are millions of Americans who are being underserved or overcharged, and that the system is going to get worse because its primary design is wrong. So that part does not, frankly, it seems to me it's a no-brainer. Of course we should work on it.
But, Mr. Speaker, you know, this weekend, the president placing pressure on the Senate, specifically Mitch McConnell, to invoke the nuclear option. He'd like to see it so that 51 senators can get together and vote on something, pass laws, legislation, including a Obamacare repeal and replace. Do you think that that's a wise idea to invoke the nuclear option?
Well, first of all, it's not going to happen. Senator McConnell, if anybody reads his book, The Long Game, they'll understand that he loves the Senate. He believes in the Senate. He thinks the Senate's a very important institution. And he is not about to, change that, I don't think. I'd be very, very surprised if he did that.
But you don't. Do you think it's a good idea, though, to invoke the nuclear option?
Not if they're all alternative ways. Look, the Founding Fathers made this a difficult system for a reason. They wanted to avoid dictatorship, and they succeeded. Now, the problem is that the way they succeeded, they created a system that is so difficult that all of us have a hard time, you know, making it run, too. But I'll give you an example. There's a current focus on, this is my newsletter tomorrow at Gingrich Productions, is going to be, it's entitled 16-1. For every Republican who voted no, there were 16 Democrats who voted no. Now, 10 of the Democrats who voted no came from states that Donald Trump carried. Why isn't the anger directed at least as much to the 48 Democrats as to the three Republicans? And why isn't our goal to beat the 10 who were in states Trump carried? You know, if you won those 10 seats next year, everything gets easier. You don't have to worry about changing the Senate rules. But that's an old-fashioned America that says you got to go to the people, you've got to win the argument, people have to decide that they, in fact, want you to be the president. They want your policies. They want them passed. And although I spent my whole career in the House, so I come out of a totally different culture. But I'm very sympathetic. George Washington arguing with Thomas Jefferson at breakfast. Jefferson wanted a single house. Washington wanted two houses. And he said, "You'll notice how you take your hot coffee and you pour it in that saucer to cool." Well, the Senate is the cooling saucer for the hot coffee of the House. Now, as a House member, I don't particularly like that idea. So let me make that straight. But as somebody who comes out of a background of understanding and believing that the Constitution has worked very well to protect us from dictatorship, I'm not prepared to rush to judgment and say, let's get rid of this.
And can John Kelly effect that change in the staff?
Well, he'll certainly affect a lot of change in the staff. I mean, General Kelly is a remarkably competent man. I've known him since he was a lieutenant colonel. He spent 4 years as Marine liaison to the U.S. House. He understands the House very, very well. He understands Congress. He understands politics. And he's a great, you know, great administrator and a great leader. And I think that he probably has a great deal of respect from President Trump because he is a military leader of great achievement. Now, I want to divide his job into two parts. I think he'll get control of staff very fast, like by tomorrow. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, he does have to deal with Donald J. Trump, and Trump is a remarkable person and not a person who is easy to push around or easy to change. I mean, he's a mature adult who's been very, very, very successful. So one of the challenges for General Kelly is going to be, can he, in fact, work out an arrangement with Trump where he and Trump become a team, which would be a real breakthrough for Trump. I mean, this is not the way Trump has normally operated.
Well, then, by the way, thank you for sharing a fun fact with us. Marine liaison to the House suggested the fact that he's got a pretty wide breadth of experience, including dealing with legislators. That's a promising sign for a guy who's entering the White House as chief of staff. Speaker Gingrich, thanks for joining us on Mornings on the Mall. Right. By the way, you can get your book, Understanding Trump, literally anywhere books are sold.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you, sir.